This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Friday, October 15th. Well, we had a nice solid day in the cattle space yesterday with live cattle getting back to those highs from earlier in the week. And that is a significant development, I think, because it could suggest that we are in that next leg up, part of that three-wave correction that we're looking for. I expected the correction down to be a little bit deeper, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen on live cattle or feeder cattle. The feeders have spent a little bit more time just pacing sideways, but it does look like they're ready to push to the upside as well, where we had an outside day higher on the Novembers and a nice reversal up on the Jans. So we'll see what we get, but again, I thought we would have a little bit more to the downside and spend a little bit more time, but either way, I was looking for one more leg up to complete this broader correction of the big bear move that we had from late August into early October. So we'll see when that happens, but there are some indications suggesting that we're in the process of starting that next leg up now, kind of as we speak. In the cash trade, I was seeing quite a few numbers trade at around 124 average, which is up one from last week. Dress trade at 196 would also be up one. The box beef was higher on both the choice and the select for the first time in about 4 weeks, so it's nice to see both of them up. Choice wasn't up all that much, just up 30 cents, but it was something. We're sitting at 280 still. Select was up 198 at 261. The spread was down 168 at 1964. Movement was 143 loads. In the slaughter rates, we're at 480,000 head so far this week. That's down 3,000 from last week, and it's equal to where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index down 25 cents. We're sitting at 154.01. Export sales this morning, pretty solid at 15,500 tons. Japan took 4,200 of that. China, 3,400. South Korea took 2,400. Pork export sales at 33,500. Japan took 11,800. Mexico, 8,200. China took 4,300. And South Korea took 3,900. So good solid numbers there in export sales, even as the dollar has had a pretty good run here. We've seen some correction in the currency, but for the most part, the dollar has just been on an upward trajectory for several months. So it's encouraging to see export sales hang in there despite some headwinds from the currency exchange. So cash markets stabilizing, box beef stabilizing. It looks like the markets have kind of anticipated some of that with the sideways movement for the most part this week. But again, yesterday's action seems to suggest that we've got some upward momentum still continuing here. And that even if we get more of a sideways to a downward pattern, I don't think it's going to be very deep just because of the strength that we've seen so far on this correction, which has been more of just kill some time and move sideways rather than really dig deep into a correction formation. This suggests that the next leg up, that there will be a next leg up, and that it will be probably have a fair amount of energy to it, similar to what we saw on this first corrective leg. So we're looking for a little bit more to the upside, probably a couple weeks worth. Again, you know, I'm looking for early November, so that would take us right into that window. At that point, I think we need to be prepared to get some sales on the books, because I do think there's another pretty notable leg down as we work our way into the winter. So we want to be ready to take advantage of another rally if we get it, which I think we will on both the lives and the feeders. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.